Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Stokoz Mbambo with John 3:16 takes us to 18 minutes past 2. On Radio Pulpit, it is Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. Done absolutely differently this afternoon because we're not inside our regular studios. We're actually outside, which is maybe why you're going to hear a little noise around me. But as long as you can hear me, that's all that really matters. That's because we're broadcasting live from the Sandton Convention Center at the Manufacturers in Indaba. Have had a lot of guests, and I must say, I always say there's a lot of women coming to chat with me. But this hour, the men have kept consistency. And with me in studio, I've got Mapaladi Matsule, right?
Yeah.
Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Afternoon and
how
thanks for having
you?
Me. I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
All right, so Obaba is actually part of Sibata Super Maize Meal. I'm guessing you're the man behind Sibata Maize Meal.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us about, maybe let's just do a bit of down memory lane. Where did it come from and why particularly maize meal?
Yeah, let me just give you my brief background. I'm a farmer.
Oh.
A crop farmer.
Okay.
In the Free State.
Mm-hmm.
Frankfurt is my hometown.
Frankfurt?
Frankfurt,
okay.
Yes, in the Eastern Free State. So my farm is not that big. It's about 385 hectares.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been producing maize all these years up until in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the drought in 2015, I then felt that I must diversify.
Okay.
And the fact that I'm a maize farmer, the only thing that I could do best
is maize
milling.
Okay.
So I just added value into my product
uh-huh.
to complete the whole supply chain.
So instead of selling it to different companies to actually produce milling meal, you were like, hey, this is something I could do.
Let me build my own brand.
Yeah.
With my own raw material. So there's no middleman. I do the packaging, I do logistics up until the product is on the shelves.
Shelves?
Yes.
Is it that big? I thought you sell from your farm and then you get people come in.
No. We are rocking the shelves, and not only in the country, it's available in Lesotho, Botswana, Zim, Swaziland.
You know exactly which people to target.
Yes.
I'm like, Lesotho. I was actually telling, at my house, I'm married to a Sotho man.
Yes.
Hey, these people eat pap.
Yes, they eat pap.
So, I mean, what best business to start than maize meal? Because that's
sure.
their staple food,
sure,
basically.
Staple food. Not only in South Africa, but in the whole continent.
Of course.
Pap is our staple food.
So. I see there's also samp.
Yeah,
also.
Samp. Samp is available in 10 kilograms,
uh-huh.
and it's also rocking the shelves.
Which is the most selling, though?
I think maize meal is most selling because it's available in 2.5, 5 kg, 12.5, 25 kg, and 50 kg.
Mm-hmm.
So samp is only 10 kgs, but maize meal is doing quite very well.
Yeah, now I can imagine, so having been a maize farmer, obviously you had people at the farm, and then you decided, let me venture into milling meal and samp and whatnot. How did that look for you in terms of employment and just the entire value chain? How did you go about doing this?
You know, there is nothing that excites you than seeing more people having food on their tables.
Yeah, yeah.
So agro-processing brought in many people.
Okay.
So there are quite a number of departments in the milling. So you've got people who are able to navigate well and communicate well. So yeah, it was just an excitement.
Yeah.
So every time when you go into the mill, you see everyone busy. That excites you.
So you are at that degree where you have a full-on meal right now.
Exactly. That's sure. where we are now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So why are you here today? Are you an exhibitor? And why is it so important for you to be part of this exhibition?
I'm an exhibitor. I'm here for the third time. But I must make mention that my province is supplying me. It's actually supporting me. We've got a small business department in the Free State.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Free State Development Corporation. We've got the Department of Agriculture.
Wow.
So the two departments are supporting me big time. And this platform exposes one to networking.
Yeah.
More markets. Mm-hmm. I've just met a few deals with people from Zambia, Malawi, and DRC.
Wow.
Yes. So this is not just a platform, but it's a big platform.
So I'm glad when you pick up your stuff to say I'm going to Gauteng, you know you get to benefit from that sacrifice.
Every time when I'm from this platform, I know that I'll be having orders.
Wow, yeah. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. No, I'm very much happy that I have support.
And also, I just want to ask, you know, oftentimes, especially the younger generation is so discouraged now, especially those that have done agricultural science. I've seen it a lot. Mm-hmm. What would you say to the younger generation that's, you know, thinking, I thought agriculture was the way to go. I'm not too sure anymore. What would you say to encourage them?
I am a former agricultural sciences educator.
Oh.
Fortunately. And I'm the living testimony.
Mm.
You see, years before 1994, learners saw agriculture as a punishment.
I can imagine.
When a boy child was naughty, they would say, hey, that's my way to agriculture.
Yeah.
Or when the child was identified
was
to
well.
Be having learning difficulties, they would say, agriculture.
I did agricultural science, and they would tease us for doing agricultural science.
Yes, yes. Mm. But today it's different. Everybody wants to do agriculture.
Mm.
I would say, food industry is an industry that will be here forever.
We need food every day.
Yes. Mm. As long as the population grows.
Yeah.
Then the demand for food grows as well.
Mm.
So I would encourage them to do agriculture so that they assist in food security.
Yeah.
So that they create jobs.
Of course.
So that we stabilize our economy.
Mm.
So that we add value to the raw material that we are having in the country.
Wow. Mr. Matsule, lastly, you know, we're listening right now and we would love to touch base with your business. If there's a business right now, maybe even a supermarket that wants you to supply them with your product, how do we reach out? Any social media, any contact details, any websites?
Our website is www.sibatamaizemilling.co.za. We are available on Instagram. We are available on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And many young people's social media platforms, they are also into promoting the product online. And maybe I must indicate that from the 1st of, I think, December, my adverts will be running here on your
come on cookies. Somebody
yeah, my iPad will be running here.
Thank you so much for supporting us. As you guys can hear the floor behind, we truly appreciate the support, and we really pray that it adds more value to you as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Matsule. God bless.
You're at 657 AM Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.